The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
You know, in Ireland, we celebrate the many natural wonders and marvels that exist on our doorstep. But what about the places that are man-made? Well, a new series on RTE1 called Building Ireland is dedicated to Ireland's engineering and building heritage. With me now is one of the experts featuring in the series, engineer Tim Joyce from the Office of Public Works. Tim, you're very welcome.
Good morning.
And we've asked you to do an exercise for us to pick six places that we should be aware of. But first of all, should we be proud of all our engineering feats down the years?
We've more reason to be proud of our feats than you can imagine, because especially in the 1800s, we were world leaders. For example, the viaduct in Drogheda was the biggest in the world. It led several new developments. But more than that, the whole issue of these, if let's say you have a very good idea, something you want to do, it'll never get built unless people want it. Mm-hmm. What starts all of these things are people. People have a need. And if they can't do it themselves, they get in engineers. And engineers, with the finance behind them, can build it.
To come up with the solutions.
And then what happens is it has a lifetime. And after that lifetime's over, we have this terrible habit of forgetting the structure.
Mm.
And what we would like people to do is to be able to look with new eyes on these structures, and we have a lot of them.
And those new eyes should be looking at six. Well, as I said, you've chosen six things in particular, and you believe they are great examples of our engineering prowess. And the first place that you've identified is the City Quays here in Dublin. Why, Tim?
County Offaly, mid 1800s, Bindon Blood Stoney was born there. As a very young engineer, he came up with a brand new way of building quays, because part of the problem was ships were getting bigger, so you needed to have deeper and deeper quays. And normally what people do is they'd build this dam, and behind the dam, they'd take out all the water and build a quay. But the deeper it had to go, the bigger your dam structure, so it got more expensive. He avoided all of that, and he came up with a new system. And that new system is actually, its result is there in those quays. Now, the interesting thing is, many of us walk down along those quays. But we're looking at houses or shops. The most important thing really to look at is what we're walking on. It's those particular quays. It was the envy of Europe when it was built. We had Dutch people coming over. If you look at, the King and Queen of England of the day came over.
Why?
It was the best in the world.
And what's so good about it? Explain that to us, Tim.
Normally, what would happen is, once you dig out your cofferdam, you'd cut stones and you'd start to build up your quay. What he was able to do was to have the construction of huge blocks, 350-ton size blocks, built in the dry with their stone facing already on them. And then you could bring it out on a big, big launch, we'll call it, okay, and a crane would drop it into place, and like Lego, you could make your quay and infill behind it. It was done very fast, much cheaper than before, and you could have a deeper dock. Nowhere in the world had docks like we had in Dublin, and they all came over.
Now, when did this
happen? And were envious. Mid-1800s. But the work, as you know, continues, and Dublin is a very strange city because, to my knowledge, it's the only city that actually grows into the sea. Almost every other city that's on the sea seems to grow away from it. But originally, Dublin was up around Dublin Castle. Mm. And then it came down towards Cable Street Bridge. And then in the second half of the 1800s, it was O'Connell Bridge. Now look at, we've got that beautiful Harper Bridge further down, and we're moving down further. I don't know what it is about Dublin and Dublin people, but they just keep creeping towards the sea.
I see. And we're going now to Cork for the second, your second choice of our built environment, which you think is well worth focusing on. That's the Royal Gunpowder Mills in Ballincollig.
They were the largest in the world. They were the biggest supplier to the British Army during the Napoleonic Wars of gunpowder. There's 430 acres. It's the largest industrial heritage site in the country, right? The largest. Now, the nice thing about it is that means you can walk around it, jog around it, cycle around it, you can picnic in it. It's huge. Don't leave it to the Cork people. If you live in Limerick or wherever else, take the drive. It's well worth it. There were something like 90 buildings there. Most of them, at least in part, are still there. You can actually see the big blast walls. You can see some of the big, big grinding stones for the mill. So you get a bit of every sort of thing. And again, it's a big open park. So it's this lovely integration. The other thing about it is something I love, which is water. There are canals there. So you can see the canals that they actually brought, let's say, the product down through. Canals were much better than roads because you could get a bump or you could get some friction, but water would let the product, which was very volatile, glide down along from one building to another.
Sure.
And it's interesting. You can walk around places like this and not wonder.
You're asking people to wonder a little bit more about what's around.
It's that spirit of the adventure of rediscovery.
Curiosity about what's around people.
And for example, on the same point as this, most New Yorkers don't go to see the Statue of Liberty in their entire life. But people from elsewhere in America, and let's say us, we go to New York. And what do? We go out to see the Statue of Liberty. But they are blind to it.
So we take things for granted, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
The next place we're visiting is Waterford. And again, with this, it's the key, the mile-long key. Yeah. Why is this so significant, Tim?
Well, Waterford had the biggest shipyards in the British Empire in the early half of the 1800s. It's not just that they built big iron ships, but they were very innovative. When people were still using paddles, they were driving the usage of the screw, which is in modern ships, etc. You have a situation where it's a big seaport, tens of kilometres away from the sea. It's a very unique position. The other thing is, when you walk down along it, you have got Reginald's Tower, you've got the clock, you've got several other things you can look at. And the other thing, when you're standing on a quay, and the same would be true for when you're in Dublin, the quay is really, say, the opening up of a city. Waterford City, you can see from it because the ground rises away from you. You have a beautiful view and you get to be beside water.
You obviously have a great appreciation of these things. Yes.
Well, I'm trying my best to contain my enthusiasm.
Your enthusiasm for it. We've got to go back to Cork for the next one you've chosen, and that's the Bandon Walkway, what is now the Bandon Walkway, but was the Bandon Railway.
Yeah.
And again, why do you choose this, Tim?
Well, it's part of what I started off by saying. You have a situation where you build something and it'll have a lifetime. And at the end of its lifetime, it generally gets abandoned. The lovely thing about this is along the line of this old railway, you now have this very nice walkway. When you're going down along there, you get to see the cuts that were made, the infills, you get to see the bridges, all of which, like, this is up close and personal. You couldn't do that on an ordinary line. So you have a wonderful day out. You get to see what people actually did.
I see. Right. Yeah. You're obviously very passionate about what they did.
I was mentioning earlier, I wanted to be an engineer since before I was four.
Did you? Right.
Yeah. It was either September or October, so I was 3 and 10 or 11 months.
What was it about being an engineer? And how did you know at that young age that that's...
Well, there was a machine. It was digging a drain to clear water. And my father brought me over to see it. And when we got reasonably close, he put me on his shoulders because my little wellies weren't good enough. And when we were walking, he said, "That they're digging that drain there to take the water from here." Now, I could see that immediately, but I got curious and I asked him back, "But why are they digging," and I called it a long hole because I didn't know what a drain was, "why are they digging the long hole over there?" And he said to me, "To get rid of the water here." My father has a short temper, very short views, so he was already getting thick with me. I would have asked lots of questions when I was a kid. So he said, "They're doing it, digging it there to get rid of the water here." But he hadn't answered my question. I wanted to know, why were they digging it there? Why not nearer or further? So I asked again.
And did he tell
and
you?
He said to me, "Because an engineer in Dublin told them to." And I wanted to be the person who knew why it was there.
I see.
And you see, that's why, for example, in this series, it's so enjoyable because when you now look with different eyes to something. You say to yourself, why did they build it like this? Mm. Why is it shaped like this? Why is it this size? And for example, as a modern, as an engineer living now, we could build these things cheaper, more efficiently than they did back then. But that's to miss the point. What actually you have to do is to see the technology they had at the time, the knowledge they had at the time, and they pushed out their frontiers. Because they did, we're better now.
The Greenway, why is the Greenway one of your top six? The Greenway in County Mayo.
Yeah, the Greenway is probably one of the nicest walks that you can do. It's and you can cycle it, by the way.
Yes,
you can
indeed.
Get your mountain bike out.
I've done that.
Mayo has actually done a very good job of setting up all of the necessary things around it. You've got lovely coffee shops, you've got nice restaurants, you've got, you even have, we'll say, butchers now are even specialising for foods that people would want. You've got a complete experience over there, and you have the West of Ireland Light. And again, you are walking on something that was built by people.
And your final choice, Tim, is the Boyne Valley.
Well, that's the daddy. You can go back 5,000 years and people engineered and built structures on it. Now, we all talk about the Boyne, but Loch Crewe is the one I think that people miss. It's very accessible. It didn't get redone. It's what's left. You can go in there, you can take photographs. And by the way, they do great walk-arounds.
That's where, just outside Oldcastle in County Meath. Am I right? Loch Crewe?
Cavan Meath.
Yeah, we had one of our walks there anyway.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
And tell me, did you get the guided tour?
I didn't, unfortunately, no.
Well, they are so enthusiastic. And by the way, that's one of the lovely things that we found when we're going through this series, is you meet someone who is an archivist, or you meet the local historian. Or, for example, in Dublin, we met a number of dockers who were talking to us about the old days, you know, and this is before containerization. Mm. And they were telling us about, you remember that method that Stoney had for constructing? Well, there was a diving bell, and you'd have these master divers that were inside clearing the foundations. But what the dockers told us was, because it's dark down there, they had to have lights. And the fish were attracted by the light. So they had a very good secondary business going where they were bringing fish out.
On the side.
But the funny thing is, you read a book, you don't get that.
But when you
talk to people about it, they tell you about, you know, if a ship came in with whatever it is, let's say oranges or something like that, they trade oranges for fish.
Right, okay. You know? Well, lots of gems also that feature in the series.
I think so.
We could go on half the morning, and the TV series is called Building Ireland, and it starts on RTE1 tonight at 7 p.m. And Tim Joyce of the OPW, it's great to have you in, and we'll await with interest what the TV series has. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
Back in a moment.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.